So we have over 500 tons of suspended sediment coming from this pit a year, and at least 100 grams of mercury a year. So this is an ongoing significant source of mercury to the watersheds of California. And Parks is currently working. They got $8 million of general fund money to do an environmental impact assessment and evaluate alternatives of what could be done. Now I think the hard part is designing solutions. So here's the sticky wicket. Currently, mining wouldn't be allowed to leave the site looking like this today.
Yeah.
They would have to slope it back and revegetate it. Now, we can't do that now because those cliffs are on the National Register of Historic Places. That feeling you got when you came here and you were like, oh my gosh, and you totally started to understand the history, that's not something that should be destroyed. It's protected by SHPO, and it's the park's mandate to protect those cultural resources. So they have this, it is very hard to know what to do here to fix the water quality problem when you have this amazing cultural resource, which is actually the pit walls themselves.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple different alternatives they can evaluate that would passive filter the water, but not change the cliff walls.
So it's like a scar.
It's a huge scar.
Yeah.
This is absolutely, we call these mine scarred lands.